what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but without them, there would be more dead air. Get that? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. With every report in the goofy news, there's nothing but hot air. Ha ha. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because with every show, there's more kingdom in the air. Oh, you have to like that. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Oh, welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. So here's a really unique question we've never asked before. What can we, as a radio ministry, He Must Increase Ministry, the David Spoon Experience, what can we do to be a blessing for you in the month of July? What can we do to be a blessing for you? That's what we're asking you. Pretty simple. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That is just sad. We just want you to give us a call. It's a phone. It works. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Now, listen to this. Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to the kind of guy that people are fortunate to be friends with. That is a nice compliment. You are fortunate to be a friend of his. That's what we're talking about right there. Here it is as well. Not only can you have an opportunity to talk to Dynamite D, which we love that you do that, we also want you to be aware, if you want to, you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You're going to stretch out here and just do a little bit of a professional voice.
214-210-8483.
You know what scares me about that? It sounds like a computer. It's got that weird sound.
Interesting. I wasn't thinking that, but I can see how you can think
that. Yeah, well, of course. That's what happens when you fall on your head 10 feet from the air, and then they go, what's the matter with them? Nothing. It's just the normal. Anyhow, you can reach us by text. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D. So there's a D in there. There's an A. There's a V. There's an I. There's a D. @hemustincrease.org. We're also going to send you up to the website, as we often do. Please don't forget that on the website is information to be an ambassador. If you did not get your material, send me an email. Aunt Deb has been swampered, and so we don't have any problem with that, because that's kind of stuff what happens when you bring your kids in from another country back into the United States. Anyway, that all to say, if you need ambassador material, if you want a free bumper sticker, if you want business cards, if you want brochures, you let us know. We will get them to you. That's what we will do. Check all that out. Plus, on the website is a place to give. And here, I'll just do this. Give, 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 give. But with a cheerful heart, if you can. And if you can't, don't. Not all money is good money, but God's money is good money. That's a good way to think of that. So check it out on the site, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeyMostIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeyMustIncrease.org.
HeyMustIncrease.org.
Okay, well, that was all fancy sounds for fancy things. So we do have somebody calling in. We're going to get that person's information and see what we can do to spread that out. So we want the people to know, hey, we're doing what we can to bless. And here's the thing. We'll do the best we can, right? That's our thing. That's our goal, trying to do the best that we can. And we want to do it before the Lord. I think that's kind of how we want to do it. Please don't forget this. And I got a new thing for July. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you have to know. So we're trying to be a blessing, okay? Now, not all blessings are financially oriented, so you guys should be aware of that. Well, we're trying to be a blessing in most of the things that we do. Here is your challenge for July. I want you, if you can, if you would, if you'd be willing to make a project of blessing somebody in the month of July. Not just, you know, just little, oh, I bless them, but try to actually be a blessing, be a vehicle, be a vessel of God's grace and mercy to someone that you can, you know, work with or work towards, not just family, but somebody maybe outside of that realm, trying to understand that love one another, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So maybe more a little neighborly along those lines. So we're asking for people to get projects of blessing in the month of July. Also, don't forget to be praying for a lost family. That's always important. In the meantime, we're going to jump into the Word of God. We are in 2 Corinthians. For those who do not know that, we're in 2 Corinthians. We are in, what are we? We are in chapter 7, and we are at verse 8. So I just want you to get ready, because this is a very personalized portion of the scripture. We talked about this last week, how Paul, in writing, everybody thinks, oh, Paul, he's such a meanie. It's like, no. He's just a regular person being used by the Lord. He's got a great deal of knowledge about the law. He's got a great deal of knowledge about the kingdom principles, but he also is a person that hurts, that feels. We talked about this last week, how he had fears within. They had conflicts without. People are like, you can't say you have fears within. Okay, well, tell Paul he wrote it down wrong by the power of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. And so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8, here's what Paul says, and I want you to catch it because it's super, super fascinating, super personalized. He said in verse 8, even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it, although I did regret it. I now see that my letter caused you sorrow, but only for a short time. And now I rejoice, not because you were made sorrowful, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. So here, Paul is talking about, it's just an amazing confession, because he's like, he's very thoughtful, he's very considerate, and he states, you know, I wrote you, and I'm not sorry that I wrote you. But I'm sorry that I wrote you. So he says the very next word. So again, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, you're looking at verse 8. I caused you sorrow by the letter. I don't regret it, although I did regret it. And the reason he's saying that, so you can understand, it's not a contradiction at all. He's expressing that he needed to send them a letter, and that action would inevitably cause the sorrow, this letter that he sent, which was his priority. However, he felt bad that he was the one that had to deliver that. There's nothing bizarre about that at all. Sometimes the Lord uses us both to rebuke and encourage. And so when you're going through things, you know, you'll notice, you know, it's not every single time you encounter somebody, not every single time you go into church are you supposed to have, in fact, you're never supposed to have tickling ears where you're going, oh, that makes me feel so special. Like, great. You know, chocolate sundae will make you feel special too. Here's the thing. You want from the Lord what he wants from you, and that is a genuine relationship. And when we're doing something wrong, he's never doing something wrong, but when we're doing something wrong, we need to be told. And instead of being upset about that, We need to be aware. Hey, that's a good thing. The fact that God is taking the time to communicate to you and tell you, I love you. I want to spend eternity with you, and we're going to hang out together and have a great time. But in this situation, you need to do better. And it's just like, yes, Lord. See, there's this, I know there's a resistance because it's just like, well, no, I everything's, you know, it's greasy grace. Everything in Christianity is Skittles and rainbows. No, it ain't. There is no Christianity without the crucifixion resurrection process. That's not Skittles and rainbow. My point in telling you that is not to belittle. My point in telling you that is for you and I to grasp or to get a handle on. Sometimes the Lord has to move us in a direction where we're like, yikes, I could do better. You know, when I'll be very careful how I share this, but when I came off of, you know, preaching on Sunday and then we had Monday off and then Tuesday off, right, I could have done better. I was lazy. I was just like, no. I did my devotions. I didn't do anything else. And so the point is, there's this element where sometimes, you know, hey, that you don't just quit. You know, you got to keep forging in, keep pushing in. And this isn't about being overly spiritual. Sometimes we just allow things in our lives or do things in our lives, and you and I know, oh, yeah, I shouldn't do that. Right? Which is, that's just a dumb thing to do. And when we do that, we have, and the Lord corrects us, we have to go, yeah, and then Paul's whole point in saying this is, you know, I'm super glad that you responded to God. I'm just not super glad it had to come through me, which I find fascinating because there's a lot of Christians who want to be the deep, dark prophet that tells everybody you're going to hell. I mean, they want to do that. It's like, really? See that? I'm not sure that spirit is the right spirit. Wait, let me rephrase that. That's not the right spirit, period. I want to be the person that tells everybody, oh, the whole LGBTQT, URSTUV, WXYZ, you're all going to hell. That is not a good thing, okay? That is not a reason to dance. And so Paul's like, I had to tell you. I didn't want to tell you, but I told you, and I'm glad that I told you. I'm really glad I did it, but I didn't want to because now I'm hurt because I know I hurt you, and I wasn't trying to hurt you, but I was trying to help you, but that is normal. That's how it is with your kids. Should be with your kids. Should be with people that you're in a relationship with. Or it's like, well, I hate to give you the bad news on this, but dude, there's this and this and this and this. So Paul is saying, you know, I caused you sorrow by letter. I don't regret it. Okay, well, I did regret it. Because I can see my letter caused you sorrow. But it was only for a short time. And he was happy that it only lasted a little while. Because that sorrow then led to repentance, and that was the goal. So for all the Christians that are out there teaching Christians don't have to repent, please stay out of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8, 9, and 10, because you might find out that's not exactly true. There's a lot of repenting that goes on as Christians. We should be sorry for the things that we do that are contrary to God. Doesn't mean you won't be going to heaven. But it does mean you got to be open and honest. And what do we say? Eat the pie often and move forward. Right? Okay. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jonathan and David were closely knit, and David made a commitment to Jonathan, and Jonathan said, I want you to make sure you're not going to take any kind of wrath or any kind of vengeance on my kids, on my family, on my people, and David made that commitment. What I want you to get in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, is that Mephibosheth is an offspring of Jonathan, and he was crippled, or he was lame. He couldn't walk properly. He couldn't, you know, function properly. He was at a tremendous disadvantage. And I remember when the preacher in North Phoenix Baptist Church looked at his audience, and just to give you an idea how big this church was, the auditorium seated like about 5,000. So it's like huge, right? And he looks around at everybody. And then he says this. He said, "You are Mephibosheth." And I was thinking, what? What? And he goes, "You," and you know, I'm thinking in my mind, but he's preaching, and was he just one of the best preachers? "You are Mephibosheth. You are lame and unable to walk without help." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your first trivia question. Now, these are really cool. Now, they're a little harder, and I will help, okay? But they're really cool, okay? This is, okay, which book starts the book with this verse? In other words, which book starts the book with this verse? Okay? First one or two, not so hard. Okay? 3, 4, and 5. Well, we'll talk about it. Okay. Which book in the New Testament starts with this? "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Which book starts with that? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So you got three ways to get in touch with us. We do have people that are calling in. We do want you to do that. What's the book in the New Testament that starts, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God"? Which book starts with that? Again, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody calling in ready to go. Let's fire it from. Let's bring him in. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, brother. This is Ace.
Hey, brother Ace. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been here. I just ain't called in.
Okay. Well, I love you, bro. I'm so glad to hear from you. It just blesses my heart a thousandfold. That is so cool to hear from you. Love it. Love it.
Hey, appreciate you. You done a great job. You got a great sidekick there. You've had a bunch of good people at your side there, but Captain D, I think, just topped them all. And yeah, just something about you two that are clicking real tight and nice. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, brother. And, you know, such a blessing. And you have been such a blessing. I mean, literally for 4 years, you've been a blessing to us. So we just appreciate you so much. All right. Got to answer the triv question, though. So even though that's going on, I got to have you do it. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Which book in the New Testament starts with, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God"?
My favorite, Apostle John.
That is correct, Amanda! What? And such a brilliant, you know what, that's what I love about John. So you got Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So they're synoptic gospels, which means the word synoptic just has to do with seeing the same. They have a kind of a similar element. But when John comes into the picture, which is probably why he wrote Revelation, it's just like, yeah, okay, we're going to do this differently. We're connecting back to Genesis. We're connecting to the written word. We're connecting Jesus to the Godhead in one verse. It's like, wow, that guy, that is amazing stuff. Just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. How you been, by the way? How you been feeling?
I've been doing pretty good, actually, and not too bad. I guess I could do a pressure court. My cancer is on my nose, kind of depleted and gone now, so we're hoping that it'll stay gone in the name of Jesus and the blood shed on the cross of Calvary.
In the name of Jesus, that's right. That's right. 1 Peter 2:24, that's right. By the stripes, that's right. Exactly. What a blessing, yeah. Man. I'm so glad. You sound great.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, my core strength. I've been taking some vitamins, and it's helped my core strength. And a little red meat helps build up that protein, that power.
Yeah, I gotcha. Excellent job, brother. So, so happy you called in.
Yeah, we thank you for, thank the Lord for Brother D.
Yeah, amen. He's
definitely an asset to your program.
I appreciate that. God bless you, bro. That's awesome. Bye bye. What a great guy.
I did not pay Brother Ace to say that as well.
That's a good line. That's really good, Dynamite, right there. I didn't pay him to say that. I sent him a 20, Dave. Yeah, okay. All right, let's do our DNA. We have to do that, and I have to get past this teaching because there's just so much. Okay, so let's do it. DNA, have to do DNA. What's DNA? D is, it's our molecules, what we're built of, what our essence is how we should handle each and every existent day. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
You know how you should handle every day? You should spend time with God every day. And you keep thinking, well, spending time with God won't solve my problems. Let me explain something to you. Not spending time with God will create way more problems. That's just the truth. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what he had to say. Never. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter if they, who cares? They don't have a heaven to put you in. You shouldn't even care. Nope, don't care. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
OPM. Other people matter. So it's not that you don't care for yourself. Nobody's saying that at all. In fact, Jesus said, and it's funny that because I heard somebody preach on this, they're like, you know, what's the summation of the commandments? Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then the person goes, see, you're not in there. It's like, no, see, that's wrong. See, it's love your neighbor as you love yourself. You are in there. That is a part of that, okay? And the key in that is to understand this, that you need to extend beyond yourself that love to others and give them the very thing you're looking for. And be that vehicle, that vessel, that blessing. So that's DNA. All right, let's go back into this teaching, and I want to get to it, and I'm hoping I get through all of it, but let's go right back into we'll pick it up at verse 9 where Paul says, now I rejoice, not because you were made sorrowful, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. Watch this, a cool line. For you felt the sorrow that God intended. And so we're not harmed in any way by us. God's sorrow, godly sorrow, brings repentance that leads to salvation without regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. You get into these books, you just go, oh boy. Well, you know, maybe we should read this stuff. I don't know. Call me crazy. Listen to this. Listen to what he's saying. And let me get them both these real quickly. It's important to note that experiencing emotions, including sorrow, is not wrong. Emotions should never dictate the course of our lives. In other words, the truth dictates. People go, well, love should dictate. Now, the world has perverted the word love, and so you need to know what love is. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. The inner world won't say that. So no, you got to have the truth first, and then love following that. And so Paul's highlighting, saying sometimes there's challenging situations, and they originate from God. To some extent, a little bit, Paul shifts the responsibility of the process into the hands of God by reassuring them they weren't harmed by God, but even God brought in that sorrow, that feeling of oops. You know what I'm saying? And you know it's there. But then listen to how he finishes. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation without regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Paul concludes this process with a statement because he's saying godly sorrow, it leads you to repentance, which leads to salvation or deliverance or healing, and all of that has no regret because you're finding graces that come from God. This showcases how God utilizes the power of sorrow to guide us at times where sometimes where we need to be. And there's never regret for that. But then Paul contrasts that with the worldly system, and in the worldly system, their sorrow leads to death. You see the difference? God's sorrow leads to life. So when you are encountering God and he is challenging you, and no, he doesn't always challenge you. If he challenged you for every single thing you ever did wrong, you would never get out of bed in the morning. I mean, let's be honest. But there's times where the Lord goes, no, no, don't do, no, no, that's bad. Don't do that. And you know it's the Lord doing that. You don't even want to, some people don't even want to confess it, which I don't know why. But you just want, hey, you know what? You're right. I got to do a better job. And you know what, Lord? I turn my face to you, and I want you to just wash me clean. Just, you know, free my mind from this stuff, free my heart from this stuff, and let me honor you, live for you, and glorify you. When you do that same process with the world's just looking to kill you. They're looking to destroy you. Why? Because they follow the lead of Satan. And Satan is a thief who seeks to kill and to destroy and to steal. It's like, ooh, let's do the godly thing, not the ungodly thing. That's the one that leads to life. Okay? Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and his presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you go, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried? Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.